podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach as we turn to chapter 21. And our verses in our practice today is verse 1 and verse 5 and 6. My child, if you have sinned, do so no more, and for your past sins pray to be forgiven. Prayer from the lips of the poor is heard at once, and justice is quickly granted them. Whoever hates correction walks the sinner's path, but whoever fears the Lord repents in his heart. We all know the answers to this, but ignore the outcome. If sin kills, why do we keep doing it? We know we can be forgiven, yet we disregard the facts and remain vigilant in spite. Why? I don't write about all the reasons that I've experienced myself right now, but we are willing to hurt others' feelings without regarding the consequences that ruins people's lives. We hate to be called out on our inabilities to complete charity, as if it's some sort of private affair. If you can't do it, just say so, and let others remain alert in prayer and care. Sin comes in so many ways. One thinks one's sin isn't as great as another's, and therefore keep doing it over and over and over again. A short three stanzas today. My heart is weary from conflict with a service organization. Pray for me. Amen. My first poem is titled Sinner's Correction, Righteous Affection. Whoever hates correction walks a dangerous path, for pride and folly lead to the sinner's wrath. But the prayers of the poor, the humble and meek, are heard by the heavens. Justice they seek. For those who turn away from wisdom's call will stumble and fall, pride causing their downfall. But the righteous and just will be granted their due, their prayers answered swiftly, their hearts pure and true. Please do not despise correction from affection pure. For in humility, our souls we must nurture for a cure. And let us seek justice for the poor and the weak. For in the eyes of the Lord, righteousness we seek. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Jeffrey, and Gabriel, who's now with us. We're praying for a job for Gabriel, as Gabriel is out looking for work here locally with us. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continues in her brain cancer. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 21. We had a three stanza poem before. This is an integral look, word by word. Its title for those verses 1, 5, and 6. Two stanzas, ongoing. Its title, Send Have You, Child. Send Have You, Child, No More Do. Sins pass, forgiven mild. Pray from lips like the poor pursue. Quickly justice granted, God proves. Correction haters, path of sinner walked. Lord fearer, heart repented, not balked. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's March 5th, 2024. I'm up recording this morning at 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. On UniversalUtterings.com, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, sometimes we experience things in life that seem untrue. To feel threatened is not something we like to do. And when somebody gets upset about the way you carry yourself in leadership, sometimes others' jealousy seems to come out when they're unable to accomplish what you're encouraging them to do. If you can't do it, just say so. That's okay. But don't threaten people around you with fists clenched and brazen words of ugliness. We pray for you today as we close at 7-Eleven, as we often do. And we thank the Lord for everything in our lives. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, and my friends around me that I call on each day that give me peace of heart because we know how to pray. Amen. In Jesus' name we close. Is the only way to be forgiven is to repent in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, in Jesus' sweet name. We love you. Peace of Christ, my friends.